4, Infrastructure Capital Improvement Plan Preliminary List Presentation for FY 2021 to 2025 for council review and recommendation for changes. Ms. Testa.
Good evening, Mayor. Thank you, and council members. Before you is a presentation for our FY 2021-25 Infrastructure Capital Improvement Plan. I hope you've had an opportunity to review the project list in this packet. As you know, this the city does participate in this process annually. It is a five-year plan, but we do update on an annual basis. And this year it's due to the state on September 6th, and this year we'll be adding a facilities. So we have a regular ICIP, and then we have a senior services specific ICIP that's required by the state. Although we're doing a very good job at providing funding for a lot of our capital projects, we do have a lot of needs that still need to be completed. So we do have to have something on our list so that we can apply for maybe outside funding from federal grants or state or other local grants. So it's important to, this is a guide for us to be able to seek those funds and on behalf of the city. So in order to help determine the priority level for the projects, staff did revamp the process a little bit this year, and we in your packet you'll notice that there's a benchmark schedule to kind of show you what the process is and how it works and ties into our also our capital outlay requests. So that was also provided during our public meetings to the public so that they're aware of how the city does this process. We held, after that, we looked at all the projects from last year. There were over 150 projects. And so we looked at the projects to determine which ones had been funded, which ones were completed. Maybe some of the projects were maintenance related and really not something that capital related. So we did remove those projects. So we went out to the and had some public meetings. We had two public meetings, and we had an open comment period to allow the public to come in and discuss any support for projects that were on the list or if they wanted to add projects. We had a pretty good turnout on that. We try to provide a lot of media release and that for, you know, to encourage the public to come in and make comments. So then once we received the comments, we compiled all of the comments. You'll see that at the very end of the packet. Those were the actual comments that we received, and most of them, you'll notice, were already projects that were listed, and so there was just support for those projects. We did have minimal new projects to add to the list. So then after we had compiled all those and we got together all the department directors and we developed projects. So if they weren't already on the list, they were new. If not, they were just updated for new information. So those were essentially an internal application that we had to provide. So all the directors were involved in this process. So we got together and we ranked the projects. We rated and ranked them based on a process that we currently already use for our budget capital improvement projects that we budget internally. And if you go down into your packet as well, you can see the method involves some criteria that we were looking at to see where we were going to rank these projects. So before you is the list that we came up with. There's going to be 57 projects remaining on the list, and they're prioritized based on the criteria that we provided. So I think we did a really good job at cleaning up the list. We had 150 projects, and now there's 57. At the very end, you'll see the two senior projects that are listed. And those are going to be, they're not going to be competing within the rest of the projects because those are specific to the aging type programs.